My uncle worked for the State Department. He died a couple weeks ago. As per the State Department policy, whenever one of their higher-ranking employees dies, the department sends a small team to the home of the deceased to ensure that they have no sensitive documents in their possession. It's not that they distrust their dead colleague. They just don't trust his family. The department team came back to my uncle's house one morning, spent a few hours rifling through his closets and drawers, and left with a small pile of papers. They expressed their condolences for my loss, and left. Never saw him again. Not even at the funeral. On the night I visited and found him on the floor, dying of a heart attack, he told me something. Something I would have preferred to never have heard. And that made me wish I'd gotten to his house 20 minutes later to find him dead. Rockville Bank, Rangeley, Maine. Deposit box 4426. The key was on the ring between his car and his house keys. I pocketed the key before the paramedics arrived. He was dead by then. I went through the motions, I arranged what needed to be arranged, and let the State Department do their thing. Last week, I drove from DC up to Rangeley. I showed the bank the documents proving that I was in charge of my uncle's estate and owner of the contents of the box. The bank manager unlocked the main lock on top, then left me to unlock the other one on the bottom. Inside was an envelope, containing a single sheet of paper dated August 4th, 2016. One that looked like it had been pulled from a fire. I took it from the box. Left the bank. And I read it in my car. I have to preface this by saying that I've never been one for conspiracy. In fact, I think that all conspiracy theories are a bunch of bullshit. I think we landed on the moon, okay? Oswald killed Kennedy. Islamic terrorists brought down the Twin Towers. Vaccines are safe and important. None of the major conspiracy theories have ever been able to hold up under scrutiny. And all the exponents of the theories are, in one way or another, unhinged, but... there's nothing inside me that can adequately explain away what I read on that sheet of paper. Yeah, it might have been a hoax. During the long drive back to DC, I'd almost convinced myself that it was, but my uncle wouldn't do something like that. He took his work seriously. He was passionate and moral. All the evidence pointed to the fact that this document was real, and if that were the case, people needed to know about it. That had to have been why my uncle had hidden the file away. He wanted me, or someone else, to dismantle it after his death. I made up my mind, and when I got home, I submitted it to WikiLeaks. 5 minutes later, I received a phone call. "Destroy the scan you sent us. It's not real. Destroy the file and the physical document. Do not attempt to submit it again. We know who you are." I hadn't provided any personal information to WikiLeaks. They don't even ask for it. And hardly anyone has my phone number, plus no one else knew that I had that document in my possession. If anything... if anything could have proven the document was authentic and important, that was it. And that all happened last Friday. Every day since then, I've gotten calls from different numbers, all asking the same question. Is it gone? Is it destroyed? Each time, I hung up without saying anything. This morning, though, the voice on the other end said something different. You will die if that document is leaked. I hung up and I called the police. You said that they would send a car over, but I'm still worried. I'm going to destroy the document. But not before I record it here. Not before I put it online. Even if they get me, even if they kill me, I'm not sure I want to continue living in a world where the content of that document is real. Content is still indiscernible. But the context is still available. Try to replace the burn marks as best I can, but whatever happens with this, once it's out in the open, my conscience can be clear. If this is my last day alive, maybe I'll be rewarded for bringing this to light. God knows, if I live through today, I may never sleep again.
U.S. Department of State, WikiLeaks. Most attempts linked to the JA have stopped. Tactical reversion to JA. Ambassador of Ecuador, London. Budgeted to silence, sexual assault, and smear accusations in tabloids as promiscuous or drug users. JA has accepted the GBP sum in exchange for keeping secret US, UK, BZ, IT. For refugee experimentation via biological, chemical, radiological, refugee populations in SY being moved. Though ciprofloxacin shortage makes it difficult to keep enough alive before reaching BZ and IT labs. JA accepting variable sums to holding back information. Sick and dying refugees. JA received cables from RU, RE, US initial success in UK lab. Zika manipulation. Zika re-engineering and subsequent failures. Reanimation of dead tissue. Loss of containment in FL, US, GA, US, LON, U. Bodies regaining movement and autonomy. Following brain death. In some cases, full recovery. Motivation alter. WikiLeaks and JA rejecting. Reports for GBP, 1 mil per, Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, and other complying. Final note. JA assassination attempt on 2016 reported successful by Ecuador, London, and US teams. Via gunshot wound to head, body, reanimation likely, dormant Zika, dental exposure to lost mosquito, London, UK lab. JA, new motivation unknown. Gunshot. Covered by hairstyle. Over wound. Still responsive to and communication. Internet in general still unaware of bioengineered outbreak and family of citizens in US and UK. Reanimated dead without anyone knowing it. Monitor cables and RU. Avoid mosquito exposure.